You're welcome to the whole thing, Prudence's podcast. How are you? Hope you enjoyed your week, because, well, for me, I did enjoy mine, even though it was very, very eventful. But I enjoyed every bit of it, yes. And I love the fact that I was busy. Yeah, very busy. Busy doing meaningful things, you know, things that I love. There's a difference between being busy doing what you love and being busy doing what you hate. Oh my God, it can be very torturous. Yeah, believe me. So today, what we're going to be discussing, despite that it will be a discussion, but then it's going to be a little bit different because I won't be the one talking. You'll be the one talking to me. Yeah, so last week's episode, we talked about how do you know you found the one? How do you know? I mean, does it just happen? Is it an abracadabra? You just see, behold, I've seen my one and only true love. Or there is a basic principle to it or not. So I got to get all of your feedback. Many of you told me different therapy, different theories, different ways that you could find the one. And believe me, if I am on the tour, on the search to finding my one and only true love, I would find him. I will find him. So I'm going to be dropping some of all your feedback, some of all your comments, and some of all your instructions on how to find the one. I believe that you out there who is finding it difficult to get to meet your one and true love, you're going to listen to this, and in a few weeks, you're going to tell me that, oh, behold, Prudence, I have found the one. Yes, it's going to be a testimony, and we are going to celebrate it here on this platform. Anyway, so do listen, and if you have more comments to register, I would love to hear from you. Remember, despite that I love your comments, I also love it to be voice messages, because you get to express yourself better. Yeah. And if you are a small business or your business at all, and you need publicity, you need adverts, you need any form of jingles, do send me a message and we'll get it running for you. Yeah. If you want to advertise and publicize your business or any product that you are marketing, we could help you do that.
I don't like. When do you know you have found one? How do you know you have found one? I don't know, man. Like, I don't think anybody really ever finds the one. I think it's management who, like, you go deep in. You know, but if you cannot manage it no more, it's very, very vital and beautiful that you leave that place. You know, your life is paramount to any meeting the one, to anything at all, you know. So if you are at peace with that person, just get in it. Like, if you've checked every side and it's perfect for you, I think you should go ahead and marry that person. And when you're marrying that person, everything changes, because people change. Yeah, they do. If you cannot take it, come out. Like, that's just me, man. Like, don't go and die because of, you know, sentiments. Yeah, that's basically it. And that song at the end for me, it really suits the whole thing. Like,
well, today will be the first time I'm listening to your podcast, and really, it's nice. It's nice. So, well done. Well done. I really appreciate it. The only issue that I think maybe I can find a solution to here is based on this marital issue too. I've been in with many ladies like that based on time, not one, not two, but I'm this type of guy that is always serious about relationship, but I'm just noticing that it's like my demands and the type of relationship that I want, a peaceful one and the one in which everybody will be happy. I'm not getting it. So types of lady I met, it's either they are just there for the money, financial aspect alone, or they are not, and there's nothing intimate, or they are not committed. So now, how can I get one? Because even presently now, I'm single and it's turning to be an issue for me. So how can I try to get, and even after getting one, what are those things that can be done in order to have them, I mean, to make them stay? And even to the extent that, and this is not about a bad behavior or something like that, I'm not praising myself, but at least like two or three of them that left, they even themselves do say that, Daniel, you're a wonderful man, you're a wonderful person, can you come, but I just have to go, something like that. So how can you help?
Hello. So nice one at today's topic. I believe it would get so many people and get so many people thinking. Well, I feel like you can't really say, or like there's no particular thing that points to the fact that a particular person you're dating or you feel you love at that point is the one. Get so for me, if I'm to get to that point that I have to like ask, or I have to like answer the question, is it the one? I think it just comes as a feeling, like, because if you are to follow things that happen around you, like what he does, the way he looks at you, then so many people would be the one. You get, yeah, because those things at the end of everything might be actually false. You never can tell. But then I feel like when it gets to the point, because being the one means that the fact that this is the person you want to settle down with, so if it gets to that point, maybe I'll just get it's probably a feeling, a feel of ease or peace. Yeah, that's you will be sure that you would be able to settle down with this person, like going to marriage with the person. And I know definitely at some points there might be problem, there might be some little not so nice attitude, but then this particular person, you might just feel you'll be able to tolerate it at some points, like just this feeling of ease you get. You don't get it with every person. Yeah, it's just a feeling of ease. So you can't really say like this is the one, that this is the person for me, just by the way he acts, the way he showers love on you and every other thing. Because you might actually find someone you'd want to settle down with, but at that point he's not even doing the things that that the society with them as love, like maybe gifting you things and all of that, but you still feel at ease with the person, like, okay, I think I'm good to go with this person. So it's not just by the way he laughs, he talks to you and all of that. You can't really say he's the one by all those acts. Yeah, that's what I feel. And the song is synchronizing with the topic, and it's actually nice. Keep it up. I'm going to leave you also with this beautiful song. Yeah, do enjoy yourself and listen. Have a splendid weekend. Prudence loves you. And I know you love me too, but if you don't, I love myself. Have a wonderful one. Bye.
I really want you. It's on the air I need to breathe. I really want you. It's on the greatest of my needs. My arms will hold you always. Will hold you always. All of my life. All of my life. Pass weight in your heart fitted. I go love you past your flaws and your mistakes. I need you to stay. I need you to stay. I need you to stay. I cry you a river, you know I'm not ashamed. And I pray like a sinner, maybe you come my way. Tell me you want me today. You want me today. Come, let's try. We'll be alright. I go love. Sweat in your heart beating. I go love you, but your flaws and your mistakes. Oh, I need you to stay.
Anymore, we can't lose another day.